Is Ariana here? I should get Ariana.
That is the only time I have found Tom funny.
Oh, that's great.
Here's and Roy from Morton Roy's Brick Face and Stucco.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a huge client list.
They've got an exciting new process to refurbish stucco. Oh.
And it's like, you know, man, it's enough. We're in Vegas. Everybody's tired after the show. It's not like a normal show. You know, it's really in front of an audience, and it's a whole thing.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's enough. And then he's parading me through these restaurants, and, you know.
Yeah, even to get there, it's like we're in a car, we're in the kitchen, we're, you know, God knows where we have to come from.
Where's my Arianna Huffington notes? I don't know. What is she doing here? What do I know about her?
Why is this going on? I'm shocked that she's here.
I know she ran for governor.
And she had to drop out.
Why'd she have to drop out? Nobody voted for her.
Well, yeah, she wasn't getting really any play, and, you know, she was looking terrible in the debates, I think. It wasn't really going well.
I think maybe she wants to say something nice about our situation, because she's like a political girl.
Yeah, she used to be on Politically Incorrect.
Hey, you're not bad looking at all, either. How you doing, Ariana? How are you, baby? Hey,
Bill
nice
Maher.
To see you. Oh, yeah, you're on with Bill Maher. You're his buddy. Yeah. Bill's a dick.
Well, I heard he was now defending us.
Oh, now he's defending me?
Yeah, I think he's saying some of the right things. I think he's figured it out.
Yeah. Like, I was mean to Bill. I let him promote all those dumb things he does. And then he was calling me to do, he wanted me to produce a show with him and everything.
Oh, yeah?
So I didn't want to do it at the time, so.
Now he's pissed.
So now I'm a dick.
Thanks for being a dick.
Well, you're like you hate the Bush administration, right? Wait a second. How come I don't have your mic on? What's wrong with me? I'm so unprofessional today.
No, you're not. I've been hearing you. I hate them, I think, about as much as you do, but I don't really hate them. I just want him out of here.
Yeah, I don't hate the guy. I just think that, like, he's probably more like me than I know. I mean, he likes to hang out at a ranch and build, like, little nature bridges. I love doing stuff
like
that.
He just should go home, that's all.
He'd be a bitch guy to know and hang out with him and let him spend some money on you.
Yeah, go out in his boat, you know, do whatever he does.
I think he would be much happier in Crawford anyway.
Yes.
He's already spent 8 months there out of his presidency.
Can you believe that? Do you believe that?
It's incredible.
How is a guy running the country? Like, I said, I know this is a dumb analogy, but I do a show here every day. When I'm not here and we don't have our meetings and we don't talk to each other, nothing gets done. Mm-hmm. Like, we try to do it from home. Like, I try to work from my home. I end up watching TV. You can't work from the ranch. You got to be there with people to meet and brainstorm and come up with ideas. We're in a war.
But what gives you the idea that he's running the country?
He's not. It's Dick Cheney.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's even getting Dick Cheney to go with him when he testifies.
Now, explain that. Put the microphone in front of your face.
Okay, can you hear me?
I don't want to miss a word of this. He's saying the right things.
Okay, can
it's
you hear me better?
Like the commission is PG-13. He needs a parent with him.
Well, yeah. The bottom line is that everything that the comedians were saying in 2000 about him is turning out to be true. He's out of the loop. You know, he has to be told what he believes. But did you watch him last night by any chance at his press conference?
Yeah, I saw a little of it. It's depressing.
You know what is depressing? That he's exactly a fanatic. You have the sense it doesn't matter what you would say to him. If you went to him and said, "Mr. President, I'm so sorry, 20,000 American soldiers died last night," he would say, "Too bad, we've got to stay the course."
It's like a robot.
Whatever, it's so robotic. It's like, stay the course, no matter. I don't want to hear anything that contradicts what I've decided to do.
Oh, he's a very arrogant guy. I don't know. Hey, you're friends with Mar, huh?
I love Bill.
You know, man, he disturbs me.
Why?
I don't know. He's just smug, too. And you know, and him calling me names and saying that I'm a vulture.
I don't
like
the show. I won't do it anymore.
Right. He did the show plenty of times. And then all of a sudden he doesn't need it.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have to promote a network TV show that needs ratings anymore.
Well, we have to sort of make peace between you two. That'll be my job.
You're a nice looking woman.
Thank you.
Anybody ever tell you that? Are you doing Bill?
A few times it must have happened.
Have you ever had sex with Bill Maher?
No, never. No. I think his age bracket is about 18 to 20.
I know. Yeah, have you ever
seen
him in action? Boy, is he desperate.
No, but he is. Listen, I'm very tribal.
You're tribal?
A member of the
tribe. I've never tried that.
Okay, let me tell you about tribal.
Hot. Yeah.
When you're tribal, if you're a member of the tribe, you can do no wrong.
Right.
So Bill is a member of my tribe.
What, do you go out to parties and stuff together?
I will defend him to the death. Basically, my daughters were teenagers, like one of your daughters. I have a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old.
So you're divorced, right?
I'm divorced.
And you, what was it I read? You pissed off at your husband?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not pissed off at anybody. Was
he straight, or was there? Didn't you accuse him and so? Didn't you have a nasty divorce?
I was gonna say, what are you talking about?
Am I wrong on this?
Come on, get him set.
Wait, I'll read you what I know.
Let me tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
What about? Well, I'll tell you. You don't need to read to me. I'll tell you about my life. I was married to him for 11 years, and then 2 years after we got divorced, he came out having decided he's gay.
I am so sorry for you.
Well, I was already divorced. Why are you sorry for me?
Don't you believe in gay marriage now?
I was in one for 11 years.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, I guess you would be against gay marriage.
No, I'm totally for it.
She's done it already.
You had no indication?
I had no indication.
See, this is my point about gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow gay people to live openly, they wouldn't feel the pressure to have to marry straight women. They wouldn't feel the pressure to have to conform. And straight women would get into relationships with guys who don't have to hide the fact that they're gay.
Right.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. Gay marriage is going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Did you feel like a failure as a woman? Did you blame yourself?
No, I didn't. You know, I think the fact that I was already divorced and 2 years out of the marriage makes a big difference. But I know a lot of women who find out while they're married.
Right.
And that's really much, much harder on them. And
was the sex good, though?
The sex was good.
The sex was good? Yes.
Gay men like sex.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, let me tell you, you must be good in bed if you can.
You know?
You're telling me the sex was good. You mean the whole marriage, the sex was good?
Let me tell you. Hi, Robin. Hi, how are you? I love your voice.
Do you not like discussing this?
No, let me just tell you. Let me just tell you something.
You sound like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I know. She sounds like one of the Gabor sisters.
But I'm Greek.
Well, let me tell you, I'm 100% straight. I'd do you in a second.
Well, let me just tell you something.
And you would love it. You would love it from a straight man.
Do you know that men who produce girls are the best lovers?
Of course.
How did you know that?
You just told me.
Oh, she believes me. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I see you're a bright woman.
You can tell, right? I know what I'm talking about. But you know what?
Don't you think Star Jones should be alarmed? Let me ask you a question. You know her, Star Jones?
Yes.
She's mad at me. She thinks I'm a horrible man.
But you got a lot of defenders on The View.
Yes. Yes,
why are you focusing on the people who don't like you? Let's talk about the people
you
who
said
love
focusing,
you.
That
right?
was focus.
That's right, okay.
Stop focusing. Just focusing.
Let me just tell you something, Howard, you know who my...
Seacrest, out.
All right, let me ask you something. Did your husband ever say to you before you got married, I've had gay relationships?
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
It's my turn.
Okay? All right. Are you uncomfortable with this question?
I am not uncomfortable. I just want to talk about something more important. Which
oh, then you are uncomfortable.
Not my sex life, but all the ways in which Bush is screwing America. Isn't that more interesting?
Not really.
No, not at this point.
This is the book you should write.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Can I tell you about a woman who really loves you? Last night I was having dinner with Uma Thurman.
Wait a second. Now you're talking about something important.
Let me tell you, now you've distracted me.
Now I'm off the gay stuff. I told her
that I was coming to your show, and she told me to tell you two things. One, hi, and see that she'd like to come back on your show and co-host a show registering voters.
Yes.
Ooh. Registering. You know, you have 8 million listeners. You could be the margin of difference in November. If we get your listeners registered.
A voters drive with Uma Thurman?
So Uma is willing, exactly, to do a voters drive here on your show.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Go back to her.
Yes.
Say the following.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be my ambassador.
Absolutely.
To Uma.
Absolutely.
Number one. Kill Bill Volume 2, fantastic.
Incredible. Have you seen
yes.
it?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievably great. That's going to put me in.
Not as violent as Passions of the Christ, but pretty good.
Right.
No. It's not really. It's beyond violence. She's absolutely powerful. She's a goddess.
All right, listen to me.
Go ahead.
Never mind all that. Then say to her, she can absolutely come in and do the show. And you tell her from me, baby, this is how I want you to say it, baby. Howard is on the case. I will register voters. I am doing everything to defeat Bush. Everything I can. I am begging my listeners to make this our fight.
Fantastic. Okay, let me repeat
and tell
that.
Her I need her at my side at this time, in
baby.
This most troubling time.
Let me
time.
See if I can do it right in my Greek accent. Baby. Howard
Greek,
is
that's what
on
this is?
The case.
This is Greek?
Yes. And you know what? She gave me registration forms to bring you.
You are not Hungarian?
I'm Greek. What do you mean?
You sound like Jean-Jacques Gabor.
I know, but I was born in Athens, Greece. But let me tell you something. You know all these guys here? Are they all registered? Robin, are you registered?
I'm registered, of course.
Are you all guys registered?
No, I'm
registered.
I'm a convicted felon. I can't.
He can. He's a convicted felon. He robbed a bank.
We changed that law. As long as you're out, you should
why
be able
is a guy
to vote.
Who's done his time?
Exactly.
Why can't he vote?
You're reformed, I can tell. You know, that's what happened in Florida. There were all these convicted felons who couldn't
vote. How do you get dinner with Uma Thurman? How do you work your way into that situation? What are you?
Uma Thurman is one of those women who can make all the difference together with you in November. You know another suggestion she
what did
had?
You think of her marriage with Ethan Hawke?
I think Ethan Hawke is a jerk. I mean, how can you just give up a woman like Uma? I mean, she's phenomenal.
I would respect her, at least for a month.
Right.
Okay, here's the other thing.
Focusing.
That Uma.
Please focus.
Let's focus.
Let's focus on Uma, okay?
All right, cool. Can
okay.
you say that one
Emma,
more time?
Uma.
I didn't ever know how that was pronounced.
Emma. Who's Emma?
Uma is willing to come here and also co-host with you another show called My First Time about people's first time voting experiences.
Well, I don't care
I don't
about that.
About you that
you're losing us.
Oh, okay.
We're losing
what's
focus.
Going on with you?
How about
who you? Well, I'm going to get to your book next. But what about you sexually? Where are you at? You got a boyfriend?
Are you dating?
You're dating? What's,
no,
give us a scoop.
No, I'll tell you what. What I need between now and the end of May, this is the first day of my book tour. You're my first show. You're going to bring me luck. Okay? All I need is more sleep.
Yeah.
After the end
you
of
look
May.
Good,
I mean, you've been divorced for a couple of years now.
No, much longer. 1997.
Ever
okay,
been with a black
so
man?
A lot of years.
Yes.
So.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you never said that anywhere.
Who was it?
Who was the black man? Denzel Washington?
I'm not telling you.
Ah,
Wesley Snipes?
No, it must have been somebody political.
No. Colin Powell?
Was the black guy gay, too?
okay,
thank
guys.
You for being gay.
Okay, guys.
By the way.
Calm down, Artie. You can't vote.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. The book, by the way, Arianna Huffington's new book, Fanatics and Fools, The Game Plan for Winning Back America, is available in stores today. And what she has to say is important.
I like that. Fanatics and Fools.
We're kidding around here on the air, but these are the kind of books we need to read.
Yeah.
Okay, they have no pictures in them, but...
Yeah, they have a nice picture of me. Look.
Hey, you look good. I tell you, you look good.
Let me see, Arianna.
How old a woman are you? Do you ever give out your age?
Absolutely, I give out my
age. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
The hell, you put together well. You
right.
keep a
well,
nice
you know
weight. How much you weigh?
I weigh 130.
And how tall are you?
5'10".
See,
she's
that's good.
Tall, yeah.
That's smart.
Good?
That's
okay,
real good.
You know, here's the other thing.
Is it good? It's great.
I have really good oily Greek peasant skin.
Mm.
You know, it's
right.
How do you get that?
How do you get that? You're born in Greece. You know what? Next lifetime, you're going to have my skin. I want your voice.
Okay.
Don't you have a voice?
We'll take that exchange.
And nice. Your breasts are natural?
Completely. I have everything is natural.
No surgery?
Never.
She never pulled
good,
back?
Right?
Never. Nothing.
Interesting.
Nothing.
On the phone is the man you ran against for governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, governor.
You two had the fight.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, governor.
How are you? This is fantastic. You guys tricked me. You didn't tell me she would be there.
Well, we did. I thought it would be interesting. You guys have spoken since the...
I've spoken with Maria, not with Arnold.
Right.
Are you still upset with him?
First of all,
no.
Let me say... I want to say that I really admire you for coming on this show. Despite our differences, I think it shows a lot of your character that you had come on here and be so honest. It's very great.
Thank you, Governor.
That's fantastic.
Thank
I think that
you.
I thought that you had gone away.
Well, the governor has come out and said he supports free speech. He supports our right to be on the air, that we shouldn't be strong-armed by the government. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. I think that what has happened with the Clear Channel is ridiculous. And I think that obviously it's very clear that the prettier candidate won. I'm kidding.
I know you are.
I'm kidding. Listen.
Do you want to say
Arnold,
anything?
What about you coming out against George Bush? Now, wouldn't that be something? I mean, couldn't you be like a different kind of Republican?
Let me say, listen, Arianna, you didn't listen to the show a couple of weeks ago. I am totally with Howard on this. I would totally support Howard. I think it's ridiculous what George is doing with this and the FCC and all that. I think it's wrong. Yes, I will say it right here, right now, that I think it is wrong. I come out against him on that issue.
That's fantastic. But, you know, you have a lot of power because they want you to campaign for him. They want you to speak at the convention. So you could actually have some influence. You could tell them to get the FCC dogs off Howard.
I'm busy saving people from drowning. Listen, I've got other things going on.
I think you're a multitasker. You can save people from drowning and save Howard from the FCC at the same time. I have faith in you.
Mr.
Well,
Governor.
Listen, Ariana, all seriousness, I really appreciate what you're doing right now. I think it is really shows a lot of your character that you'd come on this type of program and that you'd really be free to voice your opinions. More people should do this.
Also, Arnold, can I ask you a favor? You know,
yes.
Kids who are trying to get into community colleges, can you please make sure that you don't increase their fees in your new budget? Because otherwise, 100,000 kids, you know, who are trying to
get into
community
colleges. What about that, Mr. Governor? Will you support Ariana in that?
Well, right now, listen, right now I'm in the middle of preparing the workers' compensation bill, one at a time.
All right. And please.
But that's kind of important because...
Do you want to talk to him about the fact that you made love to a black man? Did you know that, Mr.
Howard? Well, come on, Howard.
Do you believe this?
Well,
no one knew.
Did you make love to a black woman?
Have you ever made love to a black woman?
Well, of course. I mean, you guys have joked with me about this.
That's
we
right.
had
you admitted that before.
Many guys. There were many men that made love to that black woman.
What?
That's right.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
But Arnold was the best.
Did you make love to Puff Daddy, Ariana? Was that who your man was?
No, you know, I'll tell you what. When you guess right, I'll tell you.
Well.
But otherwise, I say nothing.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Governor.
Thank
Governor.
You so much,
thank
Howard.
You.
Listen, Ariana, I wish you the best with your book. And also, Howard, I want to say again that I support you. I think everybody knows that this show is important to the people of this great nation.
Thank
and
you.
I will support you always.
Thank you, and that
thank
goes
you.
A long way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, Arnold.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Governor. Well, there you go.
Wow. Let's keep guessing the black guy. Willie Randolph.
Sidney Poitier.
Give us an area. Sports.
Rerun from What's Happening. Very rarely mentioned. Was it an entertainer?
I'm going to go and whisper it in Robin's ear.
Vernon Jordan.
Mookie Wilson.
Nelson Mandela.
Ed, you're on the air.
I'm focusing
hey,
on
what's up, Howard? Hey, I was just calling up. I don't know if anybody else caught this, but doesn't Bush look well-rested? Almost, they almost, like, made him look older. He doesn't have no bags on. After 4 years of what he's been through, doesn't he look like he's well-rested?
He's better, Dave.
Yes, most presidents... walk out of there, look horrible because they are under such stress.
He's looking better.
This is a guy who proves, just through his facial appearance, there is no stress whatsoever.
But you see, remember, this is a guy who believes that he's doing what God is telling him to
he
do.
He does. I've been screaming about this.
And so that makes... last night, I watched the whole thing. He kept saying, we're changing the world. We're changing the world. And he kept saying, the fanatics on the other side. He can't see that he is stuck in that mindset. He thinks the world is safer.
He's a fanatic.
He's a complete fanatic. If we keep calling him a fanatic, we'll understand him better.
He's not a great thinker.
All right, let's talk to Billy. Billy, you're on with Ariana Huffington. The new book, Fanatics and Fools. And by the way, Ariana will be signing copies of her book this Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Borders on 14th Street in Washington, D.C.
All right.
Was it Lexington Steel you were with?
Lexington Steel.
How about Nipsey Russell?
You know, guys, you're just focusing on the wrong kind of age group.
Yeah. Focusing.
What about Ludacris?
Younger. Ooh.
Ludacris.
DMX.
Little OJ.
Mystical. I promise one thing. Before I leave here, Robin,
Romeo. No.
Little Bow Wow?
Bow Wow.
Who said it was just Bow one Wow. guy, right?
His name now is Bow Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Bow Wow.
Yes, go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, hey, now, Art. Hey, you guys passed by one thing. She's Greek.
Yeah.
That's why the old man stayed with her all that time. Number one.
Oh, the sex act that the Greeks like.
How disgusting you would suggest that.
You know what I'm talking about.
And, hey, what number two, that voice would drive any man gay.
Oh, dude.
Oh, come on. Okay, my voice is not as sexy as Robin's, but I'm working on it.
You got a sexy voice. Don't you worry about it. I'm not a big accent guy. I mean, I would have sex with a woman with an accent, but I don't think I could marry a woman with an accent.
But you know what? I thought of auditioning for Stuttering John's job.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
What do you think about that?
You saw a lot of books.
You like people like that here who have speech impediments.
Joey, you're on the air. Go ahead with Ariana Huffington.
Hey, Ariana.
Hey.
How are you doing? I loved you in Green Acres.
I can sing the song.
Oh, man. Let's go to Bob. Let's go to Bob. One final call, and make sure you check out the book. This is a very intelligent woman who seems to have a clear understanding of what's going on in this country. Yes.
So the last guy stole my line about Green Acres.
There Aww. You go. What are you going to do?
I
can't believe you're 43. Come on, let's get a lie detector test.
She said 53.
I didn't say 43. We should get a lie detector.
How many years have you been in this country, darling?
Since 1980.
1980.
Yes,
wow.
Naturalized in 1990. I have two half-American girls. And let me just tell you, I want to tell you something about what they are doing in this culture war.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm big on that.
Yeah, because right. You know...
This will be the final thought. Okay. Wrap this up. Make this important.
Make this matter.
Okay.
You know how they're supposed to be free marketeers? They believe in the free market,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
Okay. So they passed this law to protect the fast food restaurants from being sued, right? Because they're saying it's your responsibility. If you don't like the fat cheeseburger, don't eat it, right?
Right.
Well, why
I agree with that.
The same thing be said about your show? Like, you know what? If you don't like Howard Stern, if you think he's not right, just turn it off.
That's right.
Why have the FCC after you and not allow the free market to determine who listens to you?
Come
that
on,
was important.
Take off your clothes now.
Focus.
And begin to focus on me. You are turning me on. That is such an irrelevant point.
That's really what you should take them on their own ground, okay? Free marketeers, forget it.
Was it Arnold from Different Strokes? The
it
man.
Was rerun.
No, it wasn't.
Rerun Barry.
Listen to me. You have made a point. If Republicans are supposed to believe in free market,
right.
My
That's
sponsors are here.
Market.
My exactly. listeners are here. Why not? Why find me to death out of the business? That's not the free
Let
market.
Let them decide.
Let the people decide.
The way they're deciding they're going to have two cheeseburgers or one, they should decide if they're going to listen to you or not. Let's be consistent.
It's much more dangerous to eat those cheeseburgers.
You know I'm falling in love with you?
I've been in love with you for a while.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wow. What kind of... Are you wearing a
you
thong
know
right
started?
Now?
You know Howard's not gay.
You know I'm not gay, I mean...
You know when it started?
When
you started bashing Bush.
Yeah. Oh.
That really turns me off.
First of all, look at... let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm getting calls from more chicks worried about me since this FCC stuff started. I'm telling you, I could work this into getting laid 24/7.
Yeah, because you're now more vulnerable.
Yeah.
You're not, like, indestructible.
Yeah, people love it.
So we want
it.
To protect you. We women want to protect you. We are going to protect you.
Uma's going to protect me?
Uma, absolutely.
Uma and Ariana.
The key thing, though.
Oh, come on, baby.
But what
come on, Uma, just kiss Ariana. Come on, you know you want to. I got him in bed with me.
What turns Uma on is registering voters.
Oh, I can do that.
That does it. You should never have a hooker on here who's not registered.
We're registering every
you know,
hooker
that should
from
be
I will do it. Listen,
that's lessening the
I am going to read your new book.
And then I'll come back.
Well, not so fast. Let me read it first. don't.
Okay, you know what I did here? I've given you a copy that's tabulated because I know you're a busy man.
That's right.
So
no, I'll read it from front to back.
You can read the bits that have the best, most visionary things that John Kerry has ever said.
Oh, okay.
You know, he has said some really great stuff.
I'm all for the guy.
Okay, so here, tabulated.
Thank you. Ariana, the book is called Fanatics and Fools. The Game Plan for Winning Back America's what?
America.
Oh, America.
America.
The Americas, no.
Thank you.
All right. And Ariana will be signing copies of her book this Friday night at 7 at the Borders on 14th Street in Washington, D.C. What is it, Captain?
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hey.
Ariana, was the black guy you were married to, was it Jaleel White?
She wasn't married to him.
You're making stories up now.
No, Urkel.
By the time I leave here.
That's Urkel.
Fucking.
Focus,
everybody, focus.
Was he light-skinned or dark-skinned?
Who said there was just one?
Really? Oh,
was
baby.
It Marvin Webster of
You're
the 89 Knicks?
Jumping to conclusions here.
Was it Stephon Marbury?
I'm telling you, Robin right. will know. Then you can bribe Robin.
Well, you're a lovely woman. And thank you for being here and making
and
so much sense.
And you have lovely hair. Curly.
And you have beautiful eyes.
Wow.
Thank you. Can you take your glasses off?
Can you take your dress off?
Can you take your glasses off?
Oh, wow. There they go.
Oh, great. How's that?
Oh! Oh, no. Oh. Ooh.
The best thing about me, myself.
She does hang with Bill Maher.
You are a player.
Thank you for the Greek opinion.
What is it, Rob? Real quick, I have to take a break.
Yes, Ariana.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing? You should know a lot about cheeseburger. You should be you'd be a waitress at a diner, one of those great diners in Astoria. You used to be a conservative. Now all of a sudden you're a real liberal, right?
Oh, I know. But you know, so what about Howard? You love Howard, and he changed his mind.
I like you. I'm going to vote for George Bush. I think the FCC should be get off your back. But I wouldn't trust Kerry. Right.
They're going to keep.
But Rob, you know what? When I was a conservative,
yeah,
it was such a long time ago. Like
yeah, you hung out with Al Franken.
Dennis.
I never was for Bush. I voted for Al Gore. I don't know where you're coming from.
No, Howard, I like you. I enjoy your show. I get a lot of laughs. I'm a retired police officer. But
Vote Bush. Say goodbye to the show. That's all I'm telling you. Vote Bush. Say goodbye to the show.
Thank you.
That's it. And also, you know what? When I was conservative,
Say goodbye to porn.
Dennis Miller was still a liberal and still funny.
Right.
Michael Jackson was black. You know, it was a long time
ago. A lot of things changed.
And your husband was straight.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at how the world can change.
Hey, don't be uptight
about
that.
Thank God. She doesn't seem to be.
Hey, don't be uptight. Why? She changed the subject. She was uptight about it.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
What's up with her? Is he married to a guy now? Is he with a guy?
Uh-uh. No. He's actually a good dad. He's a very good dad, and that's what matters, right?
Right. It's no big deal.
Yeah. No big deal. Come on, get off it, right?
I'm sorry.
I'm just curious if the sex was good.
Yeah.
I told you already. You're just repeating yourself.
Did you ever ask him if he was thinking about a man when he was with you?
Did you ever ask your girlfriend, Beth,
if
she's thinking... ever thinking about a woman when she's with you?
I have.
You have? What did you say?
I said, I hope you're thinking about a woman. Otherwise, you're going to throw up.
Hey, Howard?
Yes?
You know, one of the things I saw in the notes was that our ex-husband actually said that at their parties, he would openly try to pick up other guys, but he was never able to have any success.
Wow!
Oh, come on! You're exaggerating. He never said that.
Why are you focusing on the curtain so much?
Why are you focusing on my husband?
I don't know. All right, listen, Ariana, thank you very much. The book, Fanatics and Fools.
Yes.
And we will be back right after these words.
Now, I'd be glad to take your questions. I will start with you.
Mr. President, why are you and the FCC trying to silence Howard Stern?
For being a Jew. He was a threat to the United States. And when this nation sees a threat, we got to deal with it. In other words, he was a danger. And so we dealt with him.
Yes, Mr. President, you say you want to clean up the airwaves, but yet you seem to be taking freedom of speech hostage in the process. What do you have to say about that?
Let me put that. I didn't see. I mean, I didn't have that. You know,
go ahead.
I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference. All the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but just put me under the spot here, and maybe I'm not as quick on my feet as I should be.
Okay, well, here's an easy one. What did you have for dinner?
I think 50 tons of mustard and a turkey. Let's see, last question here.
And what years did you get those DUIs, Mr. President?
97, and 98, and 99. Thank you all very much.